Almanac. Each time you visit, we will be telling stories about famous Quakers and infamous ones, too. We'll also tell you about some lesser-known Quakers whose amazing stories we discovered. Some of these Quakers lived long ago, while others are among us right now in our own neighborhood. We'll tell you about Quakers of all sorts who are living in every time zone and working for Quaker concerns in a variety of ways. We'll also include in the Almanac stories about Quaker organizations and the work they do to alleviate suffering, to promote Quaker ideals, and to address injustice in the world. We began our research with a question: how do Quakers live their faith in the past and right now? As we began to write up our research, we wondered, what can we gain from their stories? We hope, as our project moves to its next stage, that you can find in the words and deeds of these friends some wisdom, comfort, and inspiration for your own spiritual journey. Our project has been supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College.
This is Abby bringing you the Quaker word for the day. Today I'm going to tell you about Margaret Fell Fox. On this day in Quaker history, January 11, 1665, Margaret Fell writes from prison to all prisoners. With their laws and threats of banishment, they cannot banish you from the coast and sanctuary of living God. Margaret Fell, known as the mother of Quakerism, was born Margaret Askew in England in 1614. She married Thomas Fell in 1632, who had inherited Swarthmore Hall from his father George Fell, a prominent attorney. Thomas and Margaret lived there together, and in June of 1652, George Fox arrived there to speak upon the invitation of Margaret. Upon hearing him speak, Margaret felt so moved by his cause and by his words that she decided to become Quaker and to work with George. Thomas Fell was not persuaded to the point that Margaret was, but he felt sympathetic to the cause and provided support for Margaret, George, and other founding Quakers. Margaret Fell dedicated her life to the Society of Friends and suffered significant oppression because of it. Margaret and other friends were imprisoned in horrid conditions, beaten, and systematically oppressed, but Margaret persevered. Her sword in the fight was her letters. Margaret wrote hundreds of letters in her life, to the king, to the duke, to her children, and to her fellow Quakers. In Margaret's letters to the king, she urged him to respond to the Quaker cause and to cease oppressing the Society of Friends. In one letter to King Charles II, she writes, "This we declare, that it is our principle, life, and practice to live peaceably with all men, and not to act anything against the king nor the peace of the nation, by any plots, contrivances, insurrections, or carnal weapons, to hurt or destroy him or the nation thereby. And whereas, for conscience' sake, we cannot swear at all, neither for nor against any, but under late powers suffered imprisonment and spoiling of our goods, because we would not swear the oath of allegiance for him." Her letters were her protest and her peaceful petition to the king for just treatment, but she also used her letters to encourage her fellow friends to persevere through oppression. Her contribution to Quakerism was tremendous and lives on in many forms today. Margaret died on April 23rd, 1702.
Thank you for visiting the Quaker Almanac. We hope you'll come back soon. Thanks also to Dan Graves of the Music Department at Earlham College for allowing us to use his arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing? The West Coast Tour Choir of 1998 sings this particular version. Our project was supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. If you would like to join this project and tell another Quaker story, contact Trish Eckert at the Newland Center for Quaker Thought and Practice or Mary Garman in the Religion Department.